哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。
哈利路亚 ，thank the guidance of the Lord。
晚上我们一起聚会，来学习圣经的教训。
And tonight we can gather here and study the teachings in the Bible。
晚上要跟大家一起学习的是审查自己的信心。
And tonight the topic is examining our own faith。
我们先请看哥林多后书第十三章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13。
哥林多后书第十三章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5。
十三章第五节。
Chapter 13 verse 5。
第五节说：“你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？”保罗在写信给哥林多教会的时候
，When Paul wrote to the church, the Corinthian churches,
哥林多教会在生活上、在信仰上有很多问题。
And the church of Corinth has a lot of problems in their faith and in their everyday living.
那保罗写了哥林多前书啊，来回答他们的问题，解决他们当中的一些问题。
And Paul wrote 1 Corinthians to answer their questions and to help them solve some of their problems.
哥林多教会也很顺服啊，保罗所写给他们的。
And the Corinthian churches also followed what Paul has instructed them.
所以保罗很高兴，又写了哥林多后书给他们。
So Paul felt very joyful, so he wrote. Second Corinthians to them.
哥林多后书里面可以看到保罗对哥林多教会的表现呢、啊，很得到很安慰。
We can see that in Second Corinthians, Paul was very satisfied with the.
所以在哥林多后书里头啊，保罗再一次的在信仰上来兼顾他们。
With their performance, and he again reassured them in their faith and firm.
当他写信到最后的时候啊，就告诉他们。
So at the end of his letter, he told them.
这个是总括的一句话。
And one sentence concludes the whole letter.
保罗关心呢、啊、哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹的信心。
Paul was really concerned about the faith of the believers in Corinthian church.
所以在这里最后就是说，你们总要自己呀、啊、审查有没有信心。
So here he says, you must examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
也要自己试验。
Test yourselves.
关于信心的问题。
And the question about faith.
我们自己每一个人都会很关心啊，某某弟兄有信心，谁没有信心，大概都会很关心。
And often we'll be concerned about other brothers and sisters and their level of their faith.
那我们很容易发现说，哎呀，某某弟兄，啊，最近好像信心退步了。
Sometimes we'll see that a brother is weak in faith.
因为圣经上说啊，信心跟行为是并行的。
Because in the Bible it tells us that faith must be accompanied by actions.
所以我们很容易根据啊一些弟兄姐妹在外表上的表现。来判断他的信心。
Therefore, from brothers and sisters, their actions and their deeds, we can determine their faith.
那彼此关心呢、啊，这个是好的。
And we must care for one another.
但有时候啊，关心别人太多啊，对自己反而忘记了。
But sometimes we care too much about others, we forgot about ourselves.
尤其是很热心的弟兄姐妹。
And some very zealous brothers and sisters.
比较容易患这个毛病。
Would often fall into this trap.
因为他很容易生活在一个热心关怀别人信心的这个生活的里头。
Because they're so zealous and they care so much about others, they often forget about themselves.
反倒忘记了自己的信心。
And they will forget about their own faith.
因为很容易从别人的反应当中认为，哎呀，我是一个很有信心的人。
Because a lot of times from other reaction from others, we would consider ourselves of someone in good faith.
好像我们当传道的啊。
Like preachers.
在弟兄姐妹的心目中啊，他 就是最有信心的吧。
And from brothers and sisters' perspective, the preachers are strong in faith.
所以我们所听到弟兄姐妹给我们都是信心的话。
Therefore, for preachers will only hear about good words from brothers and sisters.
那我们那传道人要关心，每天就是要去关心每一个弟兄姐妹的信心。
And for preachers, he must go out and care for all the faith of all brothers and sisters.
哦，那很自然，好像对自己的信心呢、啊、就会忽略了。
So it's very natural that sometimes we neglect our own faith.
啊，所以呢，啊，有时候我们关心别人的事情太多的时候呢，反而忽略了自己对自己信心的一种啊审查。
So sometimes when we care too much about other people, we would fail to examine our own faith.
啊，所以保罗在这里要提醒。
So Paul here tried to remind us.
那我觉得这个提醒对我来讲也很有帮助啊。
And I myself think this is a very good reminder, very helpful one.
其实我们在信仰上，这是一个基础。你自己一定要在信心上先站立得稳呐、啊，好像保罗对提摩太所勉励的。
And this is a foundation of our faith, and we must stand firm on this foundation, just like what Paul has encouraged Timothy.
你一定要先谨慎自己和自己的教训，这个是一个基础。
We must guard ourselves and the teachings.
好，然后啊，才能去帮助别人。
And then we can go and help others.
那你能够站得稳，能够救自己，然后才能去救那些听从你的人。
We must stand firm and save ourselves first, and then we can save others who follow us.
所以我想，我们这个是一个基本的，我们每个人在信仰上、信心上，先自己站立得稳。
This is very basic that we must stand firm in faith ourselves.
啊，那在信仰上站立得稳是我们的信心。
And stand firm in faith is our faith.
这个是最基础的，啊，也是一个信仰的开端。
This is the basic foundation and the beginning of our faith.
啊，那这个起初这种确实的信心，这个根基的这个信心呢，一定啊要很稳固。
And this kind of faith to be used, our foundation must be very firm.
那要稳固啊，要时常要审查，并且呢，还要加以试验。
And in order to have firm faith, we must examine ourselves and test ourselves.
好，那这样的话，我们这个真正啊有信心，那这个信仰就会很坚固，那就没有问题了。
Then we will truly have faith, and our faith will be firm.
好，所以保罗他重视这一点，要哥林多教会啊，他们哥林多教会很重视恩赐的问题，啊，很重视这些。
And Paul has saw this problem, and so he reminded the church in Corinth to take note of this, because they often put emphasis on talents instead of faith.
他们也很重视这些个人的表现。
They put emphasis on personal performance.
他反倒忽略了真正最重要的这个信心的问题。
But they neglect to examine their own faith.
所以这个提醒我觉得是很有帮助啊。
So I think this was a very helpful reminder.
啊，所以自己来审查自己有信心没有。
So we must examine ourselves to see if we have faith.
哦，还要加以试验。
We must test ourselves.
好，然后就会知道到底有没有信心。
Then we'll know if we are in faith or not.
好，那到底有没有信心要根据什么
？But whether we are in the faith or not, what is it based on?
下面说，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗
？It then says, Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless of course you fail the test?
哎，这句话最宝贵了。
This is the most precious part.
我们是不是可弃绝的
？Did we fail the test？
那就看我们是不是在基督里面呢，还是在基督的外面
？Then we must see if we're in Christ or outside。
因为信心如果持守，就在基督里面有份啊。
If we kept our faith, then we have part in Jesus。
如果信心已经退了、离开了，那就在基督里面就没有份了。
If we have gone astray and we have to back out our faith, then we do not have part in Jesus.
啊，如果我们的信心是在的，那么基督是在里面。
And if we are in the faith, then Jesus Christ will be in our heart.
所以信心是什么
？So what is faith?
就是耶稣基督是不是在我们的里面
？We must see if Christ Jesus is in our heart.
只有自己知道啊，别人看不出来。
Only ourselves can know this; others cannot see into our heart.
因为有时候人的一些表现啊， 到底是心里面的表现呢，还是一个外，只是一个外表的。
A lot of times it's very hard to see if one's deeds is from their heart or it's just something they put out.
只有神可以看得清楚，我们人是没有办法分辨的。
Only God can see through us.
所以说我们看人呢，这个是不会很正确。
And if we try to examine others, it would not be very accurate.
但是看自己应该是很正确。
But if we examine ourselves, it should be very accurate.
到底有还是没有，这个是很清楚的事情。
Whether we have faith or not, it should be very obvious.
我们大概不会说自己骗自己说没有，说啊有啊，这样就好，看没有这样的人。
We shouldn't lie to ourselves and say we have faith when we do not.
所以自己来省察，自己来试验的话，那是最保险的。
So it is safer to examine ourselves.
所以呢，要根据到底基督是不是在我们里面来看我们的信心。
So to examine our faith, we must see if Jesus is in us.
如果基督在我里面，那好。
If Jesus is in us, then this is good.
那我就是有信心，我的信心还在啊。
Then I'm in the faith.
那信心在是怎么样
？And what is it like to have faith?
我们看约翰福音。
So you turn to Gospel of Matthew.
约翰福音第十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
当我们的信心在耶稣基督就在我们里面。
When we have faith, Jesus is in us.
那这种信心是会给予我们什么样的这个神的恩典
？What kind of blessing will this faith bring us?
我们知道神的应许神的恩典都是因着信心来临到我们身上
We all know that the promise and the blessing of God fall upon us based on our faith
很多人到主耶稣面前来说主说照着你的信心给你成全了
And many people come in front of God and God says I fulfill you according to your faith
如果你没有信心那就不会成全了
If you do not have faith, then you will not be fulfilled.
像那个瞎眼的
Like the blind.
他要主耶稣主啊，我要眼睛看见。
He asked Jesus, I want to see.
那你相信我能叫你看见吗
Then Jesus asked him, Do you believe that I can make you see?
主啊，我们信。
And the blind said, Lord, I believe.
哇，那就照你的信心给你成全啊。
Then you can see based on your faith.
眼睛就开了。
And then the blind could see.
证明啊，他有信心。
And this proved that he had faith in his heart.
他对主耶稣真的有信心啊。
Because he truly had faith in Jesus.
那现在呢？既然我们有对主有信心，主耶稣就在我们里面。
Since we have faith in Jesus, then Jesus will be in us.
所以第一个，我们所得到的是什么恩典
？So first, what kind of blessing will we receive?
我们看第十四章的二十七节。
Please look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 27.
这是主耶稣的应许啊。
This is a promise by Jesus.
给予我们每一个人的应许。
This is a promise to every one of us.
主耶稣说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”
Sorry, it's Gospel of John.Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27.
这个约翰福音第十四章啊，就是主耶稣啊，对当时那些没有信心的门徒啊讲话。
And John chapter 14 is what Jesus said to those disciples who were weak in faith.
为什么说他们没有信心呢
？Why do we say that these disciples not have faith?
在十四章的第一节。
In chapter 14, verse 1,
主耶稣说：“你们心里不要忧愁了。”哎。
And Jesus told them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
你们信神也当信我啊。
Trust in God, trust also in me.
可见他们这个时候是信心，对主耶稣的信心呢，快要失去了。
From this verse, we can see that at this moment they lost faith in Jesus.
你听主耶稣说要离开了，要离开我们，要回去了。那怎么办呢？把我们丢下来怎么办
？Because they heard that Jesus was about to leave them, and they worry about what they should do.
所以他们开始对耶稣的本来那种信心呢、啊、动摇了。
So their The faith they had in Jesus, they lost it.
开始忧愁了。
And they start to worry.
怎么办？
And start to be troubled about what they should do.
主耶稣离开之后，我们何去何从？怎么办？
What should we do after Jesus leave?
主耶稣就看出他们来说，你们不要心里不要忧愁恨。
And Jesus sees through them and told them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
他们本来就信神的人嘛。
They believed in God.
那既然你们信神，你们应当信我啊。
If you believed in God, then you should trust also in me.
所以就开始跟他们讲。很重要的就是要加他们加添他们信心的一些应许一些教训
So Jesus started to tell them some promises to strengthen their faith
哦，那当时要怎么解决他们这个忧愁啊
So how did Jesus solve their troubled heart
哦，这个是宝贵的应许
Then he gave them a very precious promise
主耶稣虽然要离开门徒要回到天父那里去
Even though Jesus was about to leave the disciples and return to the Heavenly Father,
他说我留下平安给你们
He said, "Peace I leave with you."
我将我的平安呢赐给你们
My peace I give you.
这个是主耶稣亲自讲的哈，这个应许最直接的了
This is what Jesus said to them directly, and this is very direct promise.
所以今天呢，主耶稣的在我们里面。
So today we have Jesus in us.
主耶稣的平安就在我们里面。
And the peace of the Lord will be in us.
主耶稣所赐给我们这个平安呢，在我们里面。
And this peace given to us by Jesus.
所以我们的心里啊就没有忧愁，也没有胆怯。
So that in our heart we'll have no trouble and no worry.
世人所赐的平安。
And the peace given to us by the world.
是什么样的平安
？What kind of peace is this?
啊，平安无事。
It's just that there's no problems.
有事就不平安。
If you have problems, then you do not have peace.
无事就平安了。
If you have no problems, then you have peace.
这是世上的平安。
This is a worldly peace.
但是主耶稣的平安不是这种。
But this is not the kind of peace Jesus grants us.
所以你看到世上很多人就求平安，结果呢，都没有平安。
So we see that many people in this world pursue after peace, but they do not receive.
因为世上实在太多事情了。
Because there are so many things happening in this world.
怎么可能平安无事呢？不可能吗
？How is it possible that there's nothing happening?
但是主耶稣所赐的平安不是这种平安。
But this is not the kind of peace Jesus grants us.
主耶稣赐的平安是怎么样的平安
？What kind of peace does Jesus grant us?
我们看第十六章的33节。
Please turn to chapter 16. And verse
33. 十六章的33节。
Chapter 16, verse 33.
说我将这些事告诉你们了，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心的，我已经胜了世界。主耶稣赐的平安是这种。
This is kind of peace Jesus gives us.
在世上我们有很多苦难。
In this world, we have many trouble.
世上的人呢，苦难一临到就没有平安了。
And once we face trouble, we do not have peace.
他们就开始忧愁啦，开始胆怯啦。
And we start to worry and fear.
但是今天我们在耶稣基督里面。
But today we are in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的平安在我们里面。
And the peace of the Lord will be in us.
虽然你有苦难临到了。
Even though we are faced with trouble.
我们很放心。
We can take heart.
放心就有平安喽。
And then we'll have peace.
如果你不放心，你就忧愁了。
If you do not take heart, then you will worry.
不放心，你就开始胆怯了。
Then you will fear.
但是因为有主耶稣在我们里面。
But because we have Lord Jesus in us.
我们是放心的，所以没有忧愁，没有胆怯。
So that we can take heart and we do not need to worry.
这样就很容易，很清楚，很清楚。
Nor do we need to fear, and it will be clear in our heart.
当我们碰到这种事情的时候。
That when we're faced with problems,
试验看看。
Then this is a kind of test.
忧愁吗
？And we test ourselves to see if we're worried, and to see if we fear.
那就会看出到底有没有信心。
And from these tests, we can see if we have faith or not.
这个时候是最容易啊，来查验自己的。
And when we face with problems, this is the best time to examine ourselves.
我们会看到一些有信心的弟兄姐妹。
We see some brothers and sisters who are strong in faith.
他遇到了患难。
When they're faced with trouble,
但是他心里很平安。
They have peace in their heart.
哇，弟兄姐妹来访问他。
When brothers and sisters
go visit
them, try to comfort them.
哎，他就反过来安慰我们了。
But this brother or sister would actually comfort those who come to visit.
我印象深刻。
And this gave me.
我们那个时候我们是刚信主。
I remember this vividly. At that time, I just came to believe in the Lord.
这个考验就临到了，试验就临到了。
And tests fall upon me.
我妈妈是在被机器啊，她在工作的时候被机器打断她的腿。
My mom, while at work, it was hurt, injured by the machine.
从机器的那个台上啊，被机器剪到那个腿。打断了就摔下来。
And the machinery cut through her leg and broke her leg.
哇，因为断掉了，所以又肉又被剪断了，因此一直流血。
And because her whole leg was broken, so it was bleeding nonstop.
那在旁边呢，有家人也有外人。
And around her there are families and other people.
大家都吓到了，不晓得要怎么办。
And everyone was in shock and didn't know what to do.
但是我妈妈没有吓到。
But my mom was not afraid.
她说你们不要怕。
She said, "Do not be afraid."
叫你赶快去拿一个脸盆来，放会血啊，来，因为血流下来，要脸盆来装。
And she said, "Go get a bucket to gather the blood."
你们这些你们赶快去祷告，请你去叫车子来。
And she instructed some people to.Go pray and some to call the ambulance.
你们不要怕，不要慌。有的去祷告，有的去叫车子来。
She says, "Do not be afraid. Some go pray, and some of you go call the ambulance."
感谢神呢，借着祷告之后，他的血渐渐就不流了。
And thank the Lord through prayer, her bleeding stopped.
车子来的时候，带她到医院，已经经过两个小时了。
And when the ambulance came and brought her to the hospital, it was 2 hours later.
如果没有主耶稣帮助，我怕她的血会流光啊。
If it's not because of the help of the Lord, she would bleed to death.
她没有，她不害怕。
She was not afraid.
她告诉他们说，主耶稣跟我同在，你们不要怕。
She told everyone that Jesus is with me, do not be afraid.
这个时候我们体验到说，真正的平安是叫做什么？
So I experienced what true peace means.
感谢神啊，这个就是基督里面的平安。
Thank the grace of Lord. This is peace in the Lord.
这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
这个是起初的信心啊。
This is the original faith we have.
那到最后啊，去年的九月啊，我妈妈生病。
And until last year, my mom was ill.
医生一检查，她是胃癌。
And the doctor diagnosed her with cancer.
已经蔓延到食道，所以她吃东西困难。
And the cancer cell has spread to esophagus, so she cannot swallow food.
那么去照了检查之后，医生要把结果告诉我们。
And she went to the hospital to examine her condition. And
那医生来把我叫到外面去讲。
And the doctor called me outside to tell me about the condition of my mom.
那我妈妈在里面呢，她说。为什么要到外面讲？在这里讲就好吗
？And my mother was waiting inside, and then she said, "Why do you have to go out to discuss about my condition? You can discuss in front of me."
医生跟我讲完之后啊，我回来，我说医生本来就是他应该要这样子哈。
So after I came back, I told my mom, and this is what the doctor is supposed to do. He's supposed to call me outside to discuss about this.
那我跟医生讲，我就告诉他，我说医生刚才是怎么说的。
So I told my mother what the doctor had told me.
我就把医生的话告诉他。
So I told my mom what the doctor had said.
妈妈说感谢主啊。
And my mom said, "Thank the Lord."
那医生没有办法，我们就交托给主耶稣就好了。
Since the doctor did not know what to do anymore, then we have to leave this.In God's hand.
他都没有惧怕，也没有忧愁。
And my mother was not afraid and was not worried.
当他病有时候发作的时候啊，他对家人说：“你们不要怕，不要害怕啊。”
And when she was going through pain because of her illness, she told us not to be afraid.
在那一两个礼拜，他离开了，因为他病了这个差不多一个月的时间。
She was ill for about 1 month, and then she passed away.
那段时间呢、啊，刚刚我在家里都陪着她。
And during that time, I was with her at home all the time.
她就跟我讲一句话，说主耶稣跟我同在。
She kept telling me one thing, and she kept telling me that God is with me.
你都不要挂虑她。
And she told us not to worry.
那告诉我那些家人说，你们不要害怕。
And she told us not to worry at all and not to fear.
主耶稣跟我同在。
Jesus is with me.
我很高兴回去主耶稣那里去。
I'm very joyful that I'm returning to Lord Jesus.
她说她已经等很久了。
She said she had been waiting for a long time.
所以我要出国以前，她说好像主耶稣要带我回去了。我说还我现在你要祷告求主耶稣等一等，因为我要到出去啊，一个多月才会回来。
And so before I leave the country, she told me that Jesus is about to call me back. Please pray for me so that
在我要从南非要回来的前一天呢，他发作。
So that I can see you when you return, and just before I was about to return to the country, the day before that, she started to act, her illness started to come back.
但是主耶稣就安排我的两个女婿和女儿。不约而同，一个从高雄，一个从台北回去看他，他发现他发作，赶快把他送到医院去。
And because I wasn't there, so the Lord planted for her, for my daughters and my daughter-in-laws to my son-in-laws to go back and visit her, and so they find out that she was having problems again.
感谢神啊，让我从我母亲的身上看到她起初的信心，跟最后要回去的信心是一样的。
So thank the Lord, I can see through my mother that her face from the beginning to the end is the same.
所以给我们全家得到一个信心的造就。
So that we're all edified in our faith.
很放心，不管遇到什么事情，她很放心。
And she did not worry, no matter what kind of problem she faces.
所以我们回想她信主以来一生，到她离世，她无论遇到什么事情。主耶稣就是这句话，主耶稣与我同在，很放心。
So when I think about her life in the Lord, no matter what she faces, she will always say, "Lord, the Lord is with me. Do not worry."
那我也发现说，她这种信心呢、在教会里面造就很多弟兄姐妹。
And I also find because she has this kind of faith, she was edified many brothers and sisters.
这给我们很大的安慰
And this bring us peace and comfort.
主耶稣，我们的信心呢，是要经过自己会审查自己看，耶稣在我里面，耶稣与我同在。
So in order to have strong faith, we must examine ourselves to see if Jesus is in us.
如果说碰到事情，主啊，你在哪里呀？那就很慌张了
If when we are troubled, we call Jesus, Lord, where are you? Then we will not be in peace.
所以有主耶稣在我们里面，这个就是我们信心的一个明确的证据。
So the proof of our faith would be that Jesus is in us.
当你发现说主就在我里面，那个时候你会什么反应
？And when we know that Jesus is in us, what kind of reaction should we have?
那个时候信心的反应是很清楚的。
The reaction of our faith should be very clear.
我们看一下腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians.
你是一个有主依靠的人。
You're someone with the Lord.
看第四章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 4.
因为主就在我里面了，所以我很有依靠。这个太直接了。
Because the Lord is in me, so that I have someone to rely on. This is very direct.
所以在第四章这里第四节说啊。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
So here it says that you must rejoice in the Lord.
所以这个先决条件，你要有没有主可以依靠，有没有
？And so the first criteria is do you have, can you rely on God?
平安喜乐，这个一定要有所依靠，不然的话没办法。
In order to have peace and joy, you must be able to rely on God.
保罗讲这个话，当然就是在那种你没有办法喜乐，在这种情况下，你还会喜乐。但是呢，你又有主依靠，你就喜乐。
And when Paul said this, is when that you face with trouble and you cannot feel joyful, but you have to know that in the Lord you will rejoice always.
主就在我里面，所以我马上就会靠主，靠主常常喜乐，靠主就是常常就是平安，平安就喜乐。
And because the Lord is in us, so we can rely on.On him and rejoice.
那在这个第五节这里说。
And in verse 5.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心呢，主已经近了。这个是主已经近了，就主耶稣就在我们身边了。
When he says the Lord is near, this means the Lord is beside us.
保罗说，众人离开我，主耶稣没有离开我，就在我身边。
Paul says everyone has left me except the Lord. The Lord is beside me.
所以你有主同在，好像门徒啊，啊，主耶稣在的时候，跟随着主耶稣身边，他就是这样，他很放心的。
And like the disciples, because the Lord was with them, they did not need to worry.
那今天我们的信心，就让我们知道主在我们里面，主与我们同在。
And today, because of our faith,
那你碰到事情，到主在哪里看不见呢？
Then when we are faced with problems, then we cannot find Lord Jesus.
那就会很慌张的，很。
Then we'll worry.
就会惧怕了。
And we'll fear.
所以呢，既然主耶稣就在身边，那就太方便了。
And since the Lord is near and is beside us, then this is very convenient.
主耶稣就在身边，主耶稣就在里面，这个是信心的，这个是从信心来的。
And to know that Jesus is in us, that Jesus is near us, this has to come from our faith.
是我们对主耶稣的这种信心得一种眼信心的眼睛看得清清楚楚。
And because of our faith in Jesus, we can see this very clearly.
所以你就懂得第六节说，又挂虑，根本就不用挂虑什么，就祷告。
So we can be like what verse 6 says, and not be anxious about anything, and put everything in our prayer.
因为主就在身边嘛。
Because the Lord is near.
马上就跟他讲了。
Then we can tell the Lord immediately.
没什么好挂虑，马上就跟他讲。
And we do not need to worry about anything and be anxious about anything.
将我们一切都告诉神。
And we can tell the Lord everything.
这种祷告就是一种信心的表现。
And this kind of prayer expresses our faith.
那这种祷告啊，就带来了意外的平安。
And this kind of prayer will bring us blessings.
我们的心意外的平安，保守我们这个心呢，很平安。
So that we can guard our heart and have peace.
第七节说，神用这种出人意外的平安来保守我们的心呢，所以我们这个心永远是平安的吧。
In verse 7 it says the peace of God will guard our heart and our mind in Jesus in Christ Jesus so that our heart will always be in peace.
他是在耶稣基督里面保守我们这个心，我们的心怀意念。
And this peace guard us in Christ Jesus.
没有忧愁，没有胆怯。
So that we're not anxious about anything and we're not we do not fear.
如果有信心。
So if we have faith.
主耶稣在我们里面，他的平安就在我们心中做主了。
Lord Jesus is in us, and His peace will be our Lord in our heart.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章，十五节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也是为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。啊，这里说到啊，神选召我们。
Here it says God called us.
是要叫基督的平安在我们心里做主。
So that the peace of Christ rule in our heart.
对，这个做主就是很坚定，很稳固。
And for this peace to rule in our heart, it must be firm.
有主在，那就好像一个人心中有主，他就是很稳了，啊。
So if we have God in our heart, then we will be firm in our faith.
当你碰到事情拿不定主意的时候，哎呀，我怎么办？我怎么办？就这样。
And when we're faced with problems, we do not know what to do, and we then if we have this kind of faith, we won't be anxious.
当你拿定主意了，好了，一切都静下来了。
And when we determine what we can do about this problem, then we'll have peace.
今天啊，耶稣基督的平安呢，就是要在我们心里做主，哇，那就很平安，很平静安稳了。
And today, the peace of Christ will rule in our heart, and then we'll have quietness and peace.
所以神选召我们在基督耶稣里面来，就是要让基督的平安在我们心中做主，这是一个基础啊。
And so God called us into Christ Jesus.So that the peace of Christ can rule in our hearts.
如果我们今天相信耶稣基督，连这个最基本的这个应许都没有得着的话，那我们的信心可能就要检讨。
And if today we believe in Jesus Christ but cannot even receive this basic blessing, then we must examine our faith.
所以常常这样来省察自己。
So we must examine ourselves frequently.
有时候碰到一件事情，开始心里会缓起来。
And a lot of times when we're faced with some problems, then we'll have no peace in our heart.
马上说，哎，你的心情在哪里啊？
Then we ask ourselves, where is our faith? Why are we worried?
要开始缓呢，啊，就会急躁起来。
And when we're troubled, we'll feel anxious.
很多事情就会看不清楚了。
Then we cannot see things clearly.
所以一定要先平静下来，不要缓。
So we must calm ourselves first.
信心就会让我们呢很平静，而且呢事情看得清楚。
And our faith will calm ourselves, can calm us down, and we can see things clearly.
我们要知道这是一个信心的一个基础啊，这个重要。
And we must know this is the foundation of our faith.
有时候碰到一些事情呢，心会跳。
A lot of times when we are faced with problems, we will feel worried in our heart.
为什么心会跳？
And why does our heart beat faster?
胆怯。
Because we fear.
赶快祷告。为什么胆怯？跳什么？
And should pray immediately.
祷告到它不跳。
So you should pray until your heart is in peace.
一定要先解决这个问题。
You must solve this problem first.
我先跳，那你要能做要做什么事情？我看都有问题啊。
If your heart rate is increasing, then it's very hard for you to make a good decision.
刚刚学习啊，这个讲道的时候。
And when I first learned to give sermon,
就是会跳啊，会跳。
I always get nervous and my heart
跳就要进到祷告出去祷告，祷告到不跳再出来。
And so when my heart beats faster, I would go into the prayer room and pray until my heart calms down.
祷告之后，它就是不跳了哈。
And at the end of my prayer, I will be calm.
那这样才能够按照神的旨意来讲神的道理。
And only by doing this, I can preach the truth of God according to His will.
圣经上说，放胆讲论神的道。
And the Bible tells us that we must speak of the truth with courage.
但尤其是去外面布道的时候。
Especially when we go out for evangelical work.
看到那么多人，尤其在外面，怎么办
？And we see so many people, and we're outside the church. What can we do？
我一想到说，哦，看那么多，心就跳。
And every time I think about how many people will be attending, I will worry.
祷告之后啊，就没有看到那些人，就看到耶稣了。
And after prayer, I would not see these people sitting in front of me. I will see Jesus.
就不跳了。
And my heart will be
encouraged.
And I can speak the truth with courage.
有什么好怕的？
There's nothing to fear.
主耶稣同在。
The Lord is with us.
当彼得啊，在海面上走的时候，
When Peter was walking on water,
他已经看耶稣。
And he looked at Jesus.
他走得很好啊。
He was walking fine.
当他看到哦，风浪这么大，沉下去。
And when he saw the storm, he feared and he sank.
所以主耶稣把他抓起来说：“你为什么疑惑？你小信的人为什么疑惑
？”And so Jesus pulled him up and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
所以这个是很最容易自己来关心自己的信心。
And so we must care about our own faith.
所以说，我们的信心呢、啊，一定要自己省察，自己知道啊。你的心在跳，谁知道？你自己知道哈。
We must examine our own faith. No one knows if you're worried in your heart. Only you can tell.
基督的平安在我们心中做主。
And when the peace of the Lord rules in our heart.
不管我们做任何的事情。
No matter what we do.
我们遇到什么环境的变化。
No matter what kind of changes we're
facing. 一定要先把这个心稳定下来。
And we must calm our heart, and so we have quietness.
只有这么一句话。
And this one sentence.
主耶稣基督与我同在。
And only say this one thing, which is
这句话很管用的。
Which is Jesus is with
me. 这是信心的话。
And this is very useful words to say because this is shows your faith.
眼睛看不见了。基督耶稣，你坐在那里，你看不到，眼睛看不到。
If we cannot see where the Lord Jesus is.
但是你会说，耶稣基督跟我同在，哇，那就是信心的话。
Then you have no faith. But if you can say that Jesus is with me, that shows you have strong faith.
有一段时间呢，我就在祷告的时候。
And for a period of time when I pray.
突然间莫名其妙好像就害怕起来。
And for no reason, I would start to fear.
眼睛张开没有， 有什么？
And I open my eyes and look around. There's nothing around me.
为什么会怕？
And why is it? Why did I fear?
怪怪的。
I just didn't feel right.
突然想到一句话。
And then I remembered the saying.
主耶稣与我同在。
Jesus is with me.
哇，一切都很安静。
And I found quietness.
就可以很放心的祷告。
And I can pray.
就是这句话，时常信心告诉自己，耶稣在我里面。
We just have to keep telling ourselves that Jesus is in us.
这样子的话，我们这个信心呢就会很稳固。
And by this, we'll have firm faith.
啊，一段时间以后，你就会很老练了。
And after a while, you'll be experienced.
就像保罗所说的。
You'll be like
what Paul described. 我们看一下哥林提摩太后书。
It'll be like what Paul described in 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
十六节
，verse
16，四章十六节
，Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 16。
说我吃醋申诉的时候啊，没有人前来帮助，竟多离弃，但愿呢这个罪不归他们。十七节
，verse 17。
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音呢被我尽多传扬，叫外邦人多听见，我也从狮子的口被救出来，主必救我。脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。这是保罗啊，他最后他讲这个话。
And at the end, Paul said these words.
他遇到患难了，哇！大家本来跟随他的都怕，都跑掉了。
When he was faced with trials, and all those follow him feared and deserted him.
看得见的人都跑光光了。
All those people he could see with his eyes all left him.
只有看不见的主呢，哎，站在旁边。
Only the Lord stood at his side.
这个时候，如果保罗失去信心呢，哇，他会怨叹，他会怨了不晓得怎么办啊。
If at this time Paul lost his faith, then he would complain and he would not know what to do.
但是，他很安稳，虽然没有人帮助，他没有缺少，没有缺少什么。
But he had quietness and trust. Even though no one was beside him, he did not lack anything.
因为他的信心在，耶稣在旁边。
Because he still had his faith, and Jesus was beside him.
所以主耶稣的帮助，他该讲的都讲了，该做的都做了。
Therefore, the Lord helped him, and he said everything he needed to say, and did everything he needed to do.
在许多的危险患难当中，主都救他出来。
And God has saved him from all dangers and all trials.
啊，就最后，现在我要离开了。救我进他的天国。
And now, before he's about to leave, the Lord will bring him to heaven.
所以今天呢，我们很重要，要时常啊关心自己的信心。
So it is very important that we examine our faith.
啊，要省察，也要试验。
We must examine and test.
那这样的话，能救自己，也能去帮助更多的人。
And by doing this, we can save ourselves and help others.
那主耶稣很关心我们。
The Lord.Cares about us.
把他的平安赐给我们。
And granted us his peace.
啊，让我们不忧愁，不胆怯。
And so that we need not to worry.
啊，碰到任何事情，放心好了，放心。
And no matter what we face, we can take heart.
然后呢，靠着主，常常喜乐。
And rely on God and rejoice always.
那这种喜乐是一种满足的喜乐。
And this kind of rejoicing is because we're content.
要记住啊，主耶稣要看我们。高兴喜乐他喜欢他看到我们高兴他就高兴
We must remember that the Lord is pleased if we rejoice
我们看约翰福音十五章
Please turn to Gospel of John
约翰福音十五章
Gospel of John chapter 15
十五章第九节
Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 9
约翰福音十五章第九节
Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 9
说我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要藏在我的爱里面。主耶稣要我们常常在他的爱里面。
Lord Jesus wants us to remain in His love.
因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
所以希望啊，他常常在我们常常在他的爱里面享受他的这个爱。
Therefore, He wishes that we remain in His love and enjoy His love.
他说：“你们若遵守我的命令，就常常在我爱里面。”
He says, if you obey my command, then you will remain in my love.
主耶稣的命令啊，就是啊，第十二节。
And the command of Lord Jesus is written in verse 12.
啊，说你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令啊。
In verse 12 it says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
那我们如果能够遵守主耶稣这个命令，
If we can follow this command,
藏在主的爱里面，主就藏在我们里面。
And we remain in God's love, and God will remain in us.
十一节说了。
And in verse 11 it says,
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
In verse 11 says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
但叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be complete.
今天主耶稣在我们里面。
Today Jesus is in us.
第一就是平安，第二就是喜乐。
First we'll receive peace, second we'll receive joy.
哇，这种真正的平安，这种满足的喜乐，这个是世上找不到的。
And this true peace and a complete type of joy cannot be found in this world.
很宝贵的应许。
This is a very precious promise from God.
我们的信心会让我们得到这两项最基本的很宝贵的应许。
And because of our faith, we can receive these two precious promises from God.
现在让我们自己呢，应该要时常保有这样的信心。
And so we must guard our faith.